tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into today's show. This is Wednesday, March 12th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Dr. Jeff, Sioux Animal Hospital, will be joining us in the next segment. So get your questions into me as soon as possible. Text me at 231-360-5140. Any questions you have for Ask the Vet with Dr. Jeff. After that, bottom of the news hour, we will come back. We have got a full slate of stories for you today. Talked about the tariff trade war going on with Canada. Donald Trump, in retaliation to Canada threatening us with a tariff on electricity, which I was told is only 1% of what electricity we use comes to us from Canada. However, 25% tariff on electricity coming into the United States, Michigan especially. Well, Donald Trump said, okay, you're going to do that? I'm going to double the tariff on your aluminum and steel. It's going from 25% to 50%. 2 hours later, Canadian Prime Minister comes out and says, never mind, never mind, we were kidding, Mr. President, backing off of their increased tariff on electricity, but begging, pleading Donald Trump not to go forward with the permanent tariffs, reciprocal tariffs, on April 1st, actually April 2nd, he didn't want it to be an April Fool's joke. So April 2nd, they go into effect against all other countries. And Canada is begging President Trump not to do it. We've got that story pulled up. Income tax cut down to 4.05 clears the House committee. Secretary of State Benson threatened with House panel subpoena. The Michigan High School Association of Michigan gives testimony that only two transgender girls played in girls' sports this season in the state of Michigan. Federal funding freezes leaves $56 million for reimbursement on the table in Michigan. Newly elected chair of the Republican Party, Jim Runstead, is in D.C. trying to erase $600,000 in debt. Proof of citizenship to vote passes committee, will be coming to the floor for a vote. The Real Wheel Deal, road funding, gets its first committee hearing charter schools, cyber schools, being shortchanged by Governor Gretchen Whitmer's proposed 2026 budget. We've got a completely full show for you today. Lots of stories, lots of things happening in Lansing, Washington, D.C., Donald Trump, Canada with the tariffs war, and inflation. For the month of February, report came out this morning, down. Inflation down to 2.8% annual inflationary rate. What's leading it? Gas and food prices. Got a great show lined up for you today. Dr. Jeff in the house in the next segment. Text me your questions. Short break. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. Cause it's living on the road. Only made me tired.
My favorite truck driving song when I was coming home from being on the road for 4 to 6 weeks. Yes, Amazing Rhythm, Aces, No End in Sight. Joining us on the line right now, though, is Dr. Jeff up at the Sioux Animal Hospital. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You finished up another segment of your horse expo and training. Is that what you went to last weekend?
Well, this isn't training. This is a annual Michigan Horse Council Horse Exposition. Open to the public. We had lots of people come through. You can learn about all things horses. They had horses for there to you to meet and greet. Actually, we had a local horse that was down there too. Benny Sue Morrissey rides a dressage with him, and she had him down there doing a demonstration with him too. So, this was not me receiving training. This is me meeting and greeting and talking to people, and we sold some fly spray and some first aid kits and stuff like that too.
Sure. So, where was this expo at, Jeff?
This is at Michigan State, at the big judging or livestock pavilion, just south of the campus there.
Right.
So, yep.
Now this event basically was the go-to event if you own a horse. This is something a lot of people attended. Was it well attended this year?
Oh yeah, I do not know what the numbers were, but 30,000-40,000 people probably.
Whoa, yeah. That is a big expo.
Yep. So
was it just one day? Was it a couple days?
Oh no, this is 3 days. Friday. What time they start Friday? 10 a.m. Friday. Friday all day Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4. So
gotcha.
Basically started Friday morning, ended Sunday evening. And they had stuff going on in the arena. So you can go watch all kinds of – I can't even describe it. You had all kinds of different things that you could see. Cutting horses, English, Western – horse training. They had a Mustang series where these guys got these Mustangs in 30 days ago, and they wanted to see how well they get these professional horse trainers. It's like a competition they have.
Oh, yeah.
Then we have the Round Pen, but they have another little auditorium over there where they had, what I see on there. Unfortunately, I was working the booth, so I didn't get to go to a lot of this stuff, but like saddle fitting, anywhere to that, what kind of arena footing to put in. Okay, so when you want to make an arena, especially when you're on a higher end, you don't just like put up a fence in a field and go, bango, there's an arena.
Sure.
You've got to be careful, just like with football players, about how you build artificial turf, okay, because you want to minimize injuries. Same thing with the horses, and it goes to what your discipline is. So horses that are reiners, and these are the horses that do the circles and things like that, and then do those long sliding stops people probably see on TV.
Yeah.
That takes a different kind of sand in the arena than like a horse that does cutting or work cattle or things like that. So
interesting. Yep. Very interesting.
Yeah, there was all kinds of tack and bling you could buy for your horse, and all the horse mounted archery people were there. All the different horse clubs in Michigan. I was going to say United States, but in Michigan. So if you ever are down there, so next year, usually it's the first weekend in March, and open to the public, just pay to get in, and you can get in and you can watch the horse shows. They've got seminars, go through all the booths, see us. We'll be there again next year. I just basically had fun talking to everybody.
Sure.
So, yeah. Yep.
Okay, well, good. Well, make sure you give me heads up on that in February, and we'll make sure we get some interested folks to be able to attend it with you. That would be really cool. Now, you're offering, it looks like here, according to your text, you've got a spring horse tune-up that you're considering.
Yep. So what we got going from now until, until June, what we're going to do is, because now it's time for everybody, you got to get your horses out of storage.
And, right. Change the oil.
Yeah.
Make sure the antifreeze is good. The battery's charged. Right.
Yep. So what we're going to do, come out. The farm, so I'm doing like a package deal. So it's the farm call, a basic float with sedation, or equalization, your Coggins test, your core vaccines, which is rabies, virus, Eastern and Western encephalitis virus, tetanus virus or tetanus toxoid, and West Nile virus. And I'm doing it for a flat fee on that, which is about $430 for all that together. And that's regardless of area. Now, normally when I have to go and roll, farm calls, it kind of depends, well, how far do I have to drive?
Sure.
You know, things like that. So what we're going to do with this one, because it's kind of it's not an emergency thing, we can schedule these, and I'm going to kind of try to group them geographically, you know, because I don't want to have to go from, you know, detour to paradise in the
right
state.
Exactly. But right,
we're going to try to group them together, so I'm down in one area, or even down Sheboygan, or, you know, below the bridge is fine. We'll come down, and well, if you can get, you know, especially if you get 4 or 5 people, get them all slugged together, we'll come down and just, you know, one flat fee for everybody.
Oh, excellent. So yep, you can travel around to different farms, take care of everybody, and head back. But do you want them to at least be grouped together in the same geographical area?
Yep. So this one, when you call in, we've already kind of started grouping them, like, well, we're going this direction, and actually my tech is doing it for me, so I'm not even sure where I'm going yet. She just tells me where I need to go.
Right.
But yeah, you want to talk to the man in charge or the woman that knows what's going on. We've already started doing that, so, but we can get you in. I mean, we got plenty of time between now and June, so
sure, absolutely. And one of the other things that you wanted to talk about, you actually have a new heartworm product that you'd like to talk about.
Well, we got a couple. The one we were using before, which worked pretty good, the Milba Heart, they quit making. Okay. And so we just had a meeting last week. Yeah, it was last week. About heartworm and this new, well, it's not new, it's new to us, but it's been out for a while, Simparica Trio that we're bringing in. You've probably seen the ads on TV for it. And seems to work really good. We're also, they're talking about, there is a rise. Now, we are not a heavily, at least up here in the north, in UP, we're not a heavily endemic heartworm area. So we don't worry about it a whole lot, but it's coming. And the problem is we've been treating it long enough. Now we're starting to see some resistance to some of these drugs. Okay. Mm. And especially with dogs moving, especially the Katrina, when that hurricane happened,
sure,
a lot of those dogs went all over the place. And there were some resistant strains of heartworm that got moved with the dogs. So this new drug, this Simparica, actually, we got two of them. The Simparica Trio replaces the heartworm and parasite control. So it does heartworm, hookworm, whipworm, roundworm. Also does flea and tick, monthly pill. So it also is your flea and tick. So it's like an all-in-one pill.
Okay.
So they're also rolled out, or kind of re-rolled out. They used to have this stuff, oh, geez, almost 20 years ago, they first came out with it.
Sure.
But they've kind of reintroduced it. They had to go back and reformulate it a little bit because there were some issues with the first batch of it 20 years ago. But they've got those fixed. It's an injectable heartworm. One shot, 12 months.
Good to go for a whole year.
Good to go for a whole year. Now, for heartworm, not for intestinal parasites.
Right.
You know, but up here with the snow, you know, I can see that. And then we're actually have, you can either use, so I would either have somebody use the Simparica Trio, or if you want the one and done, you know, boom, Pro Heart shot, good for a year.
Got it.
And
but this doesn't deal with all the other
doesn't get the other ones too, you know.
Right.
So
okay.
But it just depends on what kind of problem you're having with the intestinal parasites. And because we have still 2 feet of snow on the ground, that's one thing that does give us a break from some of that stuff.
Right, absolutely.
Yep.
Well, you got 2 feet up there, and we're looking at brown grass down here.
Oh, yeah, I still, of course, you know, we're right on the river, too. But
sure.
Yeah, I mean, you drive south of town, you can start seeing the field, you know, the grass come through. But go in my backyard, I bet if I went in my backyard right now and dug down, it'd be 3 feet before I hit dirt.
Wow, unbelievable. Well, listen, I got a text message, one of the listeners, Penny. She wanted to get your opinion. Are calico cats more prone to kidney disease?
Not really. Persian cats tend to get what they call polycystic kidney disease. And that's kind of a genetic a thing they can get. You're kind of born with. But no, I really haven't seen calicos.
No representative. No different over representative of other breeds or anything.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Another text message come in. I guess I understand this question. Maybe I don't. Talking about horses, is there a actual dental treatment for horses, or do you recommend that we do it with certain foods or different types of supplements? I'm not really sure I understand the question.
I don't know if they're talking about, because horses can get tartar accumulation and things like that. The best way to keep, so I'm assuming that's kind of what they're talking about, that is like tartar and things like that.
Okay.
The best way to keep that under control is to get the teeth balanced, okay? Because as a horse chews, that wad of grass or hay or whatever they're eating, when it travels backwards, it's like a conveyor belt. So this horse will chew, and it will move in like a helical manner, and as it moves like that, because it's roughage, it scrapes the tooth. So if you have teeth that are out of balance, now that food can't travel in that pattern or in that manner, and then that will then allow tartar and some, you can get some and then just like with dogs, you can get periodontitis, periodontal disease, and other things like that associated with it too. So really, no, there's not a supplement like there is for dogs. For dogs, there's a few that seem to work pretty good. I think we sell, what's Dr. Mack, sell Plaqueoff, seems to work pretty good. But with horses, not so much. It's, you got to keep your teeth, keep your teeth in balance.
Right, basically, so that would then counter that and make things start working again properly.
Yep.
Got it. Good deal. Well, we are definitely going to be changing our platform of communicating. I sent you a text back on that. I'll get that research with the engineer.
Yep.
And also, I want to give out the phone number. Make sure you guys store this phone number in your phone. It's for Dr. Jeff, S-A-H, Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sioux St. Marie. Phone number is 906-635-5910. Again, 906 area code Sioux St. Marie, 635-5910. Make sure you store that in your phone. Jeff, one other thing I did want to ask you real quick. Are we still seeking candidates for your vet tech positions?
Still seeking, have not. I do have a couple of interviews, so we're starting to get them in. So if you're thinking about it, need to get me your resume. But the positions have not been filled.
Not been filled yet.
Nope.
Okay, very good, because that is a great opportunity, especially for young people. If you're looking for a way to basically work and go to school at the same time, even with Dr. Jeff, covering your expenses, you can have a conversation with him about making it a career and then basically be fully trained up and ready to go. So, again, give him a call and email him at the Sioux Animal Hospital. Real quick, the email that you'd like him to send it to, Jeff?
You can send it to info@SiouxAnimalHospital.com, S-A-U-L-T.
Okay. Spelled out.
Yeah, spelled out. Yep.
Very good. Excellent.
Yeah, bring back the old apprenticeship programs.
Yes, we got to do that in every field. Yep. I believe that vocational training is important.
Yep.
All right, Jeff, thanks a lot, brother. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that have